We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live on location at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway. College football season starts in the upstate on August 29th when the Clemson Tigers celebrate their national championship hosting Georgia Tech in the season opener. Wouldn't you like to go? Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wants to make it happen for you. All this week and this week only, you can come right here to the dealership where we are today at 1035 North Church Street Extension in Spartanburg and register to win four tickets to the Clemson-Georgia Tech game. It's simple, folks. It is simple. Go see our friends at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go to the middle of the dealership and register to win those tickets. One lucky fan will get four tickets to Clemson-Georgia Tech. What a way to kick off the college football season and kick off your Labor Day weekend. Again, you got to go to the dealership to register to win. We'll announce the winner later today, right here in the final hour of Straight Up with Sturge. Will Pelagic sit again? All right. The actual start of the college football season begins tomorrow with my alma mater, Florida, taking on the hated U, the hated Miami Hurricanes from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. And joining us to talk about this and the beginning of another glorious college football season is my friend and Heisman Trophy voter. You can watch him on First Coast News in Jacksonville, Florida. Brent Beard joins us here on the show. Brent, good afternoon, my friend. What's the good word?
Well, the good word is that we can't wait to go to Orlando tomorrow and cover the tremendous football game we think that's coming up between Florida and Miami as we get the college football season started. I know that Hawaii and in Arizona will be going on a little bit later on. But Mark, as you can imagine, being here in Jacksonville, there is a tremendous amount of excitement for this game. Florida State's in town next weekend against Boise. I'm not saying that Jacksonville is the center of the college football universe, but
they
we
are right now.
Well, we've got two good ones coming up, brother, in the next few days.
Okay. More likely upset victim, Florida State or Florida?
Florida State. I think Boise is predicted to win their division by many. I still think there is a lot of questions as far as the Florida State offensive line. Will that group come together? And will Florida State in general be able to communicate better than they were, particularly in their opener against Virginia Tech last year on Monday night? But, Mark, I'm not saying Miami can't win, But I do think Florida does win this game. I think Florida right now, with their experience, is a huge help for them. So I'm going to say Florida State, the more likely of the upset losers between the two.
Very interesting stuff indeed. What can you tell us about Jaren Williams? Now, the redshirt freshman quarterback who has been named the starter for this game by Manny Diaz, Tate Martell, of course, transfers from Ohio State. He's another one of these guys, and I'm blanking on the name. Gunnar Kiel is one of those guys, yeah. If you remember a few years ago, Brent, whenever he doesn't win the job, he goes somewhere else. Every single time he doesn't win the job, he never stays in a place and tries to get better. I don't know what the latest word is on Tate Martell, but certainly he did not come to Miami expecting to be the backup. I think this start of Jaren Williams has to be to the surprise of many.
Well, it is. There's no doubt. Look, when you see depth charts with Miami in the preseason, the depth chart usually says Tate Martell is a starter, and Nikosi Perry is a backup. So that is nowhere near what we have come to find. Jaren Williams is a starter, Mark, because he is the most consistent, at least to this point. Would it shock you to see more than one quarterback tomorrow night? No, I don't think it would at all. Now the weakness for the Canes, and can Florida take advantage of this, is the Miami offensive line. That group is still trying to come together, and that is something that Florida could take advantage of. The X factor in all of this for Miami is one Dan Enos, who comes from Alabama, who did a good job with Tua last year, was also at Arkansas, has been a head coach before. I think he's going to help them. And even though, Mark, I think Miami loses tomorrow, with their schedule that has no Clemson or no Syracuse on it, that they could, I'm not saying they're going to run the table, but I still think they can have a very good year. So I think at this point it's Jaren Williams behind center to start. But, Mark, that doesn't mean he'll be the starting quarterback by the end of the game.
Why did Mark Richt leave, Brent? I mean, that sounded like it seemed like that was the start of a long-term relationship. I've asked this question of many. I don't feel I've yet gotten a clean answer on this. In your opinion, what are you hearing? I mean, it's hard for me to accept or buy that it was just as simple of he wants to spend more time with his family. There had to have been some rumblings in the ocean there for him to walk away so soon.
I think there were a couple of things. I think number one was people wanted him to make changes on the staff, and Mark, being the loyal guy that he is, really didn't want to make those changes, one of those being his son. So, and I think he also thought, Mark, that at this point that he needed to step down and get out. I think by the end of the season, I'm not saying he lost the locker room or anything like that, but I think it may have been a thing to where the players may have quit listening to him at that point. So I think for those reasons, as much as anything else, he felt that he had done as much as he could at that point in the manner that he could, and decided to step aside. And again, which your point brings up another point. I think that's a huge advantage tomorrow night, Mark, don't you? That Florida, Dan Mullen's coaching experience, Manny Diaz's lack of coaching experience. I know they were with each other at one point at Mississippi State, but I think for tomorrow night that bodes very well for Florida.
Yeah, Brent, there's absolutely no doubt about that. That is actually the biggest advantage I think that Florida has in the game tomorrow, because when you look at this Miami team, you know, Phil Steele says that they have the best defensive line and the best grouping of linebackers that exists in the conference, going up against the weakest unit on Florida's roster, the offensive line, and a quarterback that I guess the best way in one word to describe his relationship with the University of Florida fan base is the fan base is tolerating him. Right. I mean, that's the best way you can say it. But that defensive line, Jonathan Garvin, Pat Bethel, Jonathan Ford, Trevin Hill, you know, they could be in Felipe Franks' face much of the night. How do you think Dan Mullen counterbalances what is sure to be a fierce rush in the face of his quarterback?
And I would agree with you by saying that the Michael Pinckney, Shaq Quarterman, Zach McCloud linebacking crew is not only the best in the ACC, you could argue they may be the best in the nation to some degree. That really very much is the key to the game. What they're going to try to do is get the ball out of Felipe Franks' hands as quickly as possible. Now, you've got some running backs for Florida, and they are deep. They can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. Look for Florida to involve more of the tight end tomorrow night to get the ball off a little more quickly at that point. Now, that is the key in the game for the Miami defense, and I think for Miami. I think conversely, Mark, the other end of that is the fact of Miami's offensive line, the people we talk to, is their weakness, and the Florida front seven under Todd Grantham can certainly put some pressure on a freshman quarterback. Mark, you hit it. Look, whoever wins those two battles at the end of the night, I believe is going to win the game.
Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter. You can watch him on television in Jacksonville, Florida on First Coast News. Joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Was Manny Diaz the best option? Is he the best Miami could have attained with their situation at head coach, Brent?
That's a great question. He knows the program. Obviously, his father used to be the former mayor there. The players have a lot of respect for him. He's doing well in recruiting. I mean, let me say this. He fits.
It sounds a lot like Will Muschamp, though. It sounds a lot like Will Muschamp. Yeah. Knows the fan base, knows the area, doing great in recruiting, but are you going to win? Are you going to win, Brent?
And that's the great question. My thing for this year is after they get past Florida, they have got the schedule marked to where they could win 8 or 9 games. Now, they go to Florida State. They also have to go to Pitt, but they've got a lot of home games. Tricky game in October with Virginia. If they could win some of those 50-50 games, that would get Manny Diaz off to a good start. And again, as we mentioned earlier, I do believe with Dan Enos basically molding and shaping these quarterbacks, that's going to make a big difference with them because they've gotten a more experienced head coach. Yes, there's no question about that. There are a lot more questions than answers right now with Manny Diaz.
Brent Beard joining us. Brent, can I request that you please stand in front of a vent or a fan because I'm about to turn up the heat on you. Are you ready? Are you ready, Brent? All right.
Yeah.
Find yourself some coolants really, really, really quickly here. Okay. I found it fascinating, the situation that Temple and Manny Diaz and the University of Miami found themselves in when Miami didn't expect Mark Richt to leave so abruptly. They allow the assistant coach to go to Temple University. Temple sticks their neck out. They give Manny Diaz the job. He accepts the job, has the introductory press conference, and then leaves the job 3 days after he accepts it because Mark Richt stepped down thereafter. If you are in the shoes of Manny Diaz, Temple University sticks their neck out for you, gives you the head coaching job that you've been seeking for years. What do you do there, Brent? It was a tough situation, no doubt, for all involved. But I'll be honest with you, Brent. I've been in a similar situation in my radio career, believe it or not. I was working for our Entercom affiliate, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, and I received an offer for the Entercom affiliate in Tampa. And the Atlanta affiliate said, Mark, you know we see you as a full-time guy. We want to bring you on full time. We expect to have a full time opening and in 2 months, and you are earmarked for that role. And I said, I can't. I've been hearing that for a year. I can't pass up the bird in the hand. And I took the job in Tampa. I had a similar decision to make. I chose to jump, and I chose not to come back. This is so interesting, Brent. 2 days after I accepted the Tampa offer, an unexpected opportunity opened at the same station in Atlanta, and I didn't go back, right? Mm-hmm. I committed to Tampa. I went to Tampa, right? So it's one of those decisions that tugs on your moral and ethical heartstrings for what Temple did. So you're Manny Diaz. What do you do in that situation?
I think there's a lot of me that would have stayed because they would have committed money, resources, and made a commitment to me that I would have been there. But I'm telling you, Mark, I also see the side of it that how many chances are you going to get for your dream job? And if he would have stayed at Temple, would his mind always have been of he would have been disappointed and would have carried that around with him almost like an albatross, and that would have affected his coaching in some way. So that's a very difficult decision to make, to say the least. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who probably, as you have, that have gone through that. I would have probably stayed, but I frankly understand him deciding, particularly when it's his dream job, that's what he's got to do.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and I think I probably would have stayed at Temple too, Brent. I really do. But at the same token, it's Miami. It's, you know, it's the brand, it's the you, it's the lifestyle. It's everything that comes with that. But I think the loyalty factor for Temple sticking out their necks on my behalf when no one else previously had done so in the head coaching role might have tipped the scales in being loyal to them. Brent, before we let you go, can we get a score for tomorrow night?
I think that it will be close even into the fourth quarter. I'm going with 26-14 Gators. I think they score late after it has been close. I do think Florida wins by double digits. And again, Mark, think about this a minute. After this game is over, Florida and Miami will both have, and I think this is going to be pivotal for their season, not one, not two, but three off weeks. Florida and Miami do not play next week, that they'll have that week off. And I'm telling you, Mark, we need to track this throughout the season. I think these two off weeks are going to make a tremendous difference with certain football teams. I'm going to be fascinated to see how this goes. I heard Kevin Sumlin talking a few minutes ago about the Arizona-Hawaii game. He said, look, we've got three off weeks this year too. Last year we had 10 straight weeks with no off weeks. He said, I'm embracing this extra time.
It's going to be fantastic to see how that plays out over the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Course of the season, will the extra rest help both Florida and Miami? He's our correspondent with boots on the ground at Camping World Stadium in Jacksonville, Florida, for the season opener, Florida against Miami, my alma mater against the hated rival, tomorrow night. Brent, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game, all right?
I will do it, and hopefully it will be cooler tomorrow night in Camping World than it is today. Right, Mark?
100%, sir. 100%. You have no idea how accurate you are with that assessment. Thank you, Brent. Always great stuff. Always appreciate you. Coming up next on the show, one team in our area received quite the scare last night. We'll tell you about it. We'll give you the updates. We'll give you the latest, and we'll do that next right here on the number one sports radio show, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. You're listening to it right now. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are live on location. We are live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, and I'm right by it right now. And that, of course, I'm talking about is Moe's Southwest Grill with a brand new location right here in the east part of downtown in beautiful Spartanburg, South Carolina. Ah, yes, 449 East Main Street, 449 East Main Street in Spartanburg, one of my favorite places that I've been going to for 20-plus years. Guess where I'm going as soon as the show's over today? Moe's Southwest Grill. Because I'm starving for a burrito, for a taco, for some nachos, for a salad. No matter what I feel like, it's all right there. It's delicious. 22 fresh ingredients. And don't forget after the weekend about Mo Monday, where for $6.99, you get a full burrito, chips and salsa, and a drink, all for that incredibly low price. Again, $6.99. The guac is made. The guacamole is fresh, made in-house every single day. And of course, it's at Moe's Southwest Grill, 449 East Main Street, right here in Spartanburg. Welcome to Moe's. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Great to see you here today. We are live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway. Let me tell you about this because it's awesome. Would you like to be at the Clemson opener next Thursday, 6 days from right now? Would you like to be there? Well, here is your chance, all right? Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wants to make that dream happen for you. All this week, but this week only, and it ends right here today in our second show. Will Pelagic, filling in for Straight Up with Sturge, will announce the winner. But you have to come here to the dealership, okay? 1035 North Church Street Extension in Spartanburg. Register to win 4 tickets to the Clemson-Georgia Tech game. The box with your entrance are sitting right here in front of me right now. So all you got to do is come down here, see us, meet me. That's probably the worst part of the whole deal, right? You got to meet Mark Ryan. But you fill out your form, and we draw one. The great folks at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will make a drawing today. We're going to announce the winner, and you register to win. Only one lucky fan will get the 4 tickets to Clemson, Georgia Tech. What a way to kick off the college football season and kick off your Labor Day weekend. Again, you have to be here today, okay? Have to be here today to go to the dealership to register to win. We will announce the winner on Straight Up with Sturge later in the afternoon. All right? So if you're interested in getting some tickets, here's the spot for you to be. Here is the spot for you to be. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate you very much, whether we agree or disagree with the topics on the show. Value you tremendously, and we say that we are the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, and that is our aim and that is our mission, but we can only do that through you, and we can only do that with your help. And on that note, you guys have been delivering in droves, delivering and then some. You guys have filled the text lines. You guys have filled the Twitterverse, where our policy on Twitter is, if you're following us and you tweet the show, we will get to your tweets on the air. You can do that at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, that's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air, and at Lonzo on word. You can get to us on the text line at by texting to 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can reach us by phone at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. And you can also email the show, which Tom Oscar has elected to do today. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. So let's get to Tom Oscar's email here. We open the show today by me giving some tough love to Gamecocks Nation, not understanding for the life of me why their expectations for the program are so darn low. Why the expectations are so darn low. And it makes no sense to me whatsoever. And on that note, before I get to Tom's email, I want to share with you a tweet that came in from Michael Stathakis here. Michael Stathakis, if I can find this, he goes, let's talk about expectations since you brought up your alma mater, Mark, Florida. Since 2001, the Gators have won 8.8 games per year and gone 10-6 in bowl games. USC, South Carolina, has won 7.5 games and gone 9-4 in bowl games. You are setting lines that 98% of teams don't live up to. 8 or 9 games, 8 or 9 wins is a B. Well, do you want to set the expectation for your kids on their report card of a B? Or do you want to set the expectation as a 4.0? Because if your son or daughter has a 4.0, there's a chance you could have an Ivy League son or daughter. There's a chance your son or daughter is going to get into any school that they want to go to. And let me tell you, okay, go ahead and look at Florida's 8.8 wins per year since 2001. And guess what Florida fans would tell you about the vast majority of that stretch? Awful and unacceptable, the vast majority of that stretch. Have high expectations. Let's get to Tom Oscar's email here. Mark, I agree that a ceiling of 7 wins will get Muschamp fired and that the expectation of 8 to 9 wins every year is too low. However, you need to remember where this program started. In the 80s and 90s, any bowl game was considered a great season, and there were not many of them. So just getting to where 6-7 wins is the minimum is progress. And I think everyone expects the upward trend that started with Lou Holtz, to continue. The major difference between Clemson and South Carolina is that South Carolina only started investing in the football program with Spurrier. Clemson made investing in football a priority back in the late 70s and never stopped. So SC is playing catch-up, but again, I agree the catching up has to be expected and demanded. It took Ray Tanner 13 years to win his first College World Series. So he believes in being patient and giving coaches time. I can see him holding on to Muschamp as long as there is improvement every year. And if nothing else, everyone agrees Muschamp can recruit. So even he keeps his job longer than he should, at least he will be stockpiling talent for his replacement. Last, before he is encouraged to move on, the business rule of not firing someone before you have a replacement should apply. Well, you don't always get to do that, Tom. You don't always get to do that, and South Carolina's in the SEC. They're in a fertile recruiting ground, and I believe that those facilities at South Carolina speak loudly to any coach. In the arms race of college football, the programs that have the best facilities win. It is your chance to wow the recruits, right? You guys ever watch these nature shows on television? I was watching, I forget the name of the bird, but there's this bird that makes like a den and then gets all these like, you know, shiny stones and shiny fern leaves, and he dresses up the den and then tries to impress the female with all of the little shiny rocks and ferns that he has inside of his den. And he dances around while the female's looking at it, and the female's deciding if it impresses her or not before she decides if she will mate with him. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. I mean, one had like a bubblegum wrapper in his den. He thought that would impress the ladies, right? So the facilities are your chance as a Will Muschamp, as a Dabo Swinney, to go along with Clemson's national championships to impress the recruits. And it's amazing that it works the same way even on the lower levels of nature. And on that note, South Carolina delivers to a top five degree in all of America. They're killing it with the facilities. You've got a recording studio inside. You've got a barber shop inside. And if you build it, they will come, and they've built it. And now it's time to deliver on the fruits of the labor. For South Carolina fans to still hang on to this woe is me losers mentality of the history of the program, this ain't yesterday, brother. This ain't yesterday. You're no longer crawling. You're no longer walking. You're now able to run marathons. It's time to get that done. And the proof of that is what Clemson has done. The proof of that is what Clemson is doing. You absolutely should have the same expectation that Clemson does. You think Clemson had these expectations before the last 3 years? Before two national titles in the last 3 years? Of course not. Of course they didn't hold those expectations with one national championship. Of course not. But, you know, the expectations change. And now that Clemson has shown you what is possible here in the Palmetto State, you should have the same expectations. So when you are asked via poll, via the Spurs Up show, what are your expectations year in and year out for South Carolina? And 78% of South Carolina fans say the expectation is either to make a bowl game or win 8 or 9 games. That, to me, is the saddest thing that could possibly be. What I clicked on that poll was SEC champion. That's what I clicked. Why shouldn't that be your expectation each and every year? Shoot for the stars. You've got the recruits. You've got the facility. You've got the fan support. You've got the boosters. You've got the cockabooses. You've got everything. Shoot for the stars and don't accept anything less, Lonzo.
You know, I get what you're saying, but there are dreams and then there's reality. And reality is you can shoot for the stars, but you got to take it in gradual steps. And I do remember when the Gamecocks were horrible and lucky to make a bowl, and now they're at mediocrity. You got to take it in steps, but you do need to get to that next level. I'm not sure this is the coach to get you there. I'm not sure what coach would, but I get what you're saying. Again, you should reach for the stars, but let's just be realistic. That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Why not?
Again, it comes down to I just don't think they have the right coach for it.
Okay, well, you don't think they have the right coach for it. Lonzo feels that Will Muschamp should be fired now. I don't feel he should be fired. I feel he will be fired at the conclusion of next college football season. And I think that's okay to think, and I think that's okay to feel. And if Will Muschamp doesn't start turning this thing around and doesn't start winning, then I think it's totally fair to look at firing him moving forward. Speaking of winning, is winning a fair measure of quarterbacks at all levels? We will tackle that next when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway. Between now and the conclusion of the show, you can come by and fill out your entry to win 4 tickets to see Clemson and Georgia Tech. Swing by, say hi, would love to meet you. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. We are broadcasting live, ladies and gentlemen, from Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Gridiron Giveaway here today. Lonzo, has this ever happened to you? I have something going on right now that, and I'm curious if this has ever happened to you live on the air. My left foot up until my knee has fallen completely asleep. Okay, and we're live here on the air, and if I tried to walk right now, it would be the comedy of all comedy, and I'm about to have, you know how after you first put it down after it falls asleep, about a minute after that is when you're in agony? Okay, so earlier today, I don't know if you heard this, but Lonzo was choking on a splinter here in the middle of the show, and Lonzo, pay no attention to the groans you're about to hear in the background. Please take over the show for the next 60 seconds.
All right, I will do so. You know, here's the thing. Mark is outside, so he's probably all clenched up and sitting the wrong way. If you sit the wrong way on the chair, your leg will go to sleep. This usually happens to most of us when we're sitting on the toilet and sitting there way too long. Probably doesn't happen for Mark, because especially if he needs to go at work. You know, speaking of which, Mark has pointed out many times how he doesn't like people talking to him in the restroom. Well, he talked to me today in the restroom, and so he broke his own rule, and I think it's unfair that he expects people to not do it to him, but it's okay for him to do it to other people. And I know he's listening the entire time. Have you stretched out enough yet?
Yeah, it's in the
because I can hear you breathing. So
it's in
it's
in the uncomfortable mode.
There's no way you need to walk that off big time during a break.
Yeah, you need to walk that off. We have Kristen out here who's been great in helping us out with setting up. It's gonna look like I have a torn Achilles because my arm is gonna be around Kristen hobbling around during the break here. As now Lonzo, both feet are fully asleep out here. So
would you like me to call an ambulance or something?
I mean, I think we're gonna be okay. I think Kristen Brock has me under good care here. So that's outstanding. Okay, I do want to get to this. So I've kicked this around in my head, and kind of the football nerds in sports, they, you know, this is very, they're above this. They thumb their nose at this. They want to look at true analytics. You know, Baker Mayfield came out this week and he had a comment on Daniel Jones, the New York Giants rookie quarterback who I would not have drafted and who looks amazing through three preseason games. I might be having to eat my words on that sooner rather than later. But Baker Mayfield, and I'm paraphrasing here, came out and said, I was shocked that the Giants took Daniel Jones. At some level, don't you have to win? Daniel Jones was 17-19 as the starting quarterback at Duke University. He clearly did not win there. All of which, you know, and you could see on social media all of the pro football focus nerds and those sites that break down statistics to the nth degree. There's a reason, folks, I always say stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but not all. And that is because, you know, I don't believe you can break things down to that degree. I think so much in sports has to do with intangibles, leadership, do your teammates like you, so on and so forth. And so, you know, whereas the football nerds, those guys that know every fantasy football stat and live in their mom's basement, while they thumb their nose at Baker Mayfield's assessment, I would argue that, in my opinion, QB wins is a viable metric in which to measure a quarterback. Now, I wouldn't have it be the only metric that I use to evaluate a quarterback, but it would be one of them, and it would be one of the main ones that I use to in evaluating. And I believe that the quarterback position, more so than any other position on the football field, can single-handedly turn a team around. You've seen it happen a ton in the National Football League. It's why I'm a huge believer in Drew Brees going to a perennial loser in New Orleans and making them a perennial winner, and why I don't have too much respect for Phillip Rivers, guys like that, who put up these massive numbers year in and year out, and it never amounts to squat. You know, I mean, how many times did you hear last year it's the Chargers' year, and then they're not even competitive with the New England Patriots in their playoff game? So, ladies and gentlemen, do you think looking at wins and losses, is that an acceptable metric for evaluating quarterbacks at all levels, high school, college, and pro? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I'll tell you, Lonzo, the guy that we failed in this topic on is Pat Mahomes. Now, Pat Mahomes, his record at Texas Tech was as follows. Pat Mahomes was 16-21 as the starting quarterback at Texas Tech. That poor performance got his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, fired from Texas Tech. But how did Texas Tech do on the offensive side of the ball when Pat Mahomes was there? Well, when Pat Mahomes was a freshman and started 10 games as a freshman, the Texas Tech Red Raiders had the 10th ranked offense in the nation. When Pat Mahomes was a sophomore, Texas Tech put up 579 yards a game. They had the number 2 offense in America. And when Pat Mahomes was a junior, Texas Tech led the nation in total offense. So on his side of the ball, his 3 years, freshman year, to have the number 10, a top 10 offense your freshman year, that's pretty awesome, right? So Pat Mahomes, the offensive rankings during his time at Texas Tech were 10th, 2nd, and 1st, but they didn't win while he was there. 16 and 21 during his tenure. So coming out of college, I said, how could anyone take Pat Mahomes over Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson is your national championship winner. What exactly did Pat Mahomes win? But was I short-sighted in looking at just how poor the defense was that was playing behind Pat Mahomes? You ready for this? Out of 129 teams, ladies and gentlemen, 129 teams during his tenure at Texas Tech, these were Texas Tech's defensive rankings when Pat Mahomes was there. 125th, 127th, 128th during his 3 years there. Okay, gave up 41 points in 2014, 43 points in 2015, and 44 points a game in 2016. The defense, how do you feel about the execution of your defense? Cliff Kingsbury would say, I'm in favor of it. That's how bad they were. So did we overlook, were we short-sighted in overlooking Pat Mahomes because he didn't win at Texas Tech? Well, I thought that I was being fair to Pat Mahomes, even overlooking him, because then you look back to last year, and Kyler Murray didn't have a defense. Kyler Murray's defense was ranked 108th in America, and Kyler Murray and company went 12-1 heading into the college football playoff. 12-1 on the season, and a horrible defense. But even that defense that was so bad for Oklahoma last year yielded only 32 points a game, okay? Gave up 448 yards a game, yielded 32 points a game. Pat Mahomes' defenses yielded 44 points a game and yielded 540 yards a game. They're as bad as Oklahoma's defense was a season ago, Texas Tech's defense allowed 100 yards more a game and allowed 10 points more a game than one Kyler Murray's defense did. So I think, Lonzo, in summation here, my belief is that while you can use wins as a quarterback stat, in the name of Pat Mahomes, the win stat failed miserably, and it shows you that we can't only look at wins as a deciding factor when evaluating quarterbacks.
That's absolutely true. And then Pat Mahomes goes to Kansas City, and the defense is one of the worst ones in the league, but he was able to translate that into victories. And as his defense gets a little bit better, he's going to be better. I'm curious to see what happens in Arizona, because Pat Mahomes went to a decent team. He went to a pretty good team, and Kyler Murray has gone to a team that is nowhere near decent. So I want to see if the career is parallel, or if he's going to be like I think he's going to be and a bust.
A bust. That is so cruel. That is so wrong. Coming up next, your personality, wherever you work, your personality in your office fits one of three profiles. I'll tell you what those three profiles are, who I am, who Lonzo is, when we come back. are live on location here today at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
You know, I'm always excited to tell people about a way to lose money. I'm also excited to tell you about weight loss. I know something about weight loss. I lost 200 pounds of fat. And I know people look at me and go, Lonzo, you're still big. Yeah, I am, but you should have seen what I used to look like. There's a big difference between what I am now and 200 pounds of fat ago because it was rough. It was. And maybe you are someone who's dealing with this right now, or maybe you don't need to lose quite as much as I did. Maybe 5 pounds, 10 pounds, maybe 25. Or maybe you're one of those people who have been big all your life and you think, this is it. I can't do anything about it. Well, you can. The Health Dare will get you on the right track and you will lose the weight. Guaranteed in 30 days. Or your money back. And this is the best time to do it because it's buy one program, get one free. No one loses weight on their own. The people around you have to be on board with you to help you do it. And why not bring someone along? We're a sports station. We love competition. You're listening to this show. You're listening to this station because you like sports. You like competition. Bring a friend. Bring a spouse. Bring someone you know from work with you to the Health Dare. Buy one program, get one free. Then you have an accountability partner. Not only that, you have someone to compete against who can lose the most weight each week. And you will lose weight. So win-win all the way around. And it's real easy to get started. Go to idaregreenville.com, fill out some information, and one of the Health Dare coaches will bring you in for a free consultation, get you on the way to losing that weight. And don't forget right now, buy one program, get one free. Go to idaregreenville.com today. When you're there, make sure you tell them that Lonzo dared you.
All right. So what office personality are you? I think there are three different kinds of personalities at work, and here they are. Okay. Are you, and it's kind of a profile of you in terms of how you behave in your 9-to-5, right? How do you handle the odd and daily office interaction? Are you the rude and ignore people guy? That's Lonzo. Are you stop and talk to everyone guy? Or are you in your own world guy? I would like to say that I'm stop and talk to everyone guy, but I'm not. I'm kind of in my own world guy. And I think that stop and talk to everyone guy certainly does very well with office politics, certainly wins a lot of company votes for personality plus. I'm not the Lonzo head down and marching straight to my office, but I am kind of in my own world. And I don't know how this works for you guys or how this is for you, but Lonzo, I have an office confessional to make here. Okay, when you and I went to Columbia, South Carolina for the first time last weekend, and we were seated at the table with everyone from our building, Entercom Greenville. Okay, and I realized at that moment that I had never actually seen Tara Servatius from Word before. I had never seen her before in my life. I was like, who is this? Oh, this must be the wife of somebody. I had never seen Tara Servatius before in my life. I had actually been calling somebody else in our building Tara, thinking that was Tara Servatius, and it wasn't. Worked here 7 months, never seen her. Never seen her at all.
You should have asked me. I could have helped you out with that, you know?
Yeah. Then I asked who the guy to our right was, and Diddy said, Mark, that's Hawk from Hawk and Tom. I said, oh, I talk to him all the time. I just didn't know that was Hawk. So you see, I am very clearly in my own world guy when I'm in the office. But I still think that's better than Lonzo's ignore everyone guy.
By the way, I talk to all those people. I just don't talk to you.
Okay, that's my take, and I'm sticking to it. We are live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right here on ESPN Upstate.